Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back, 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging around with me. My website is www.jbsba.com. And if you have a question or a comment, here's the email, askjim@jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. I'm excited about having Michael Fleischer back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Michael is the director of the Office of Private Sector Development in Iraq, member of the CPA over there, and Coalition Provisional Authority, I think, is what CPA stands for. Mike is an old friend of ours. He's been on the show several times before, reporting to us on what's going on in Iraq. And folks, I remind you that due to the incredible technology that we have in this world, we can talk to Michael today in real time. But the technology is not perfect, so that means that there's probably going to be a second or so delay in our conversation. As you've seen this. You've seen this on television. It's the same thing on radio. Michael Fleischer, welcome back to the show.
I'm delighted to be here. Thank you.
Mike, I'm so excited about what happened yesterday. I'm so proud of you and your folks for what you pulled off. And I'm going to, in your words, I'm going to let you tell us. Most people know what happened yesterday. We reported it on this show early. Yesterday, we told a few people who we woke up about what happened, but I want you to tell us, you were there, what happened yesterday?
Well, we've been working very hard all along, but at a very rapid pace in recent months, and with the swearing-in of the new government on June 1st, we were working to get them in a position where they could take the reins of power, and it became clear that things were going better than expected. And the Iraqis came to us and said, they're ready to go, why wait? And we scratched our heads and said, why wait? And we said, let's go. And that's what we did, and I think it reflects that things are going well. We're accomplishing what we want to. The milestones are being met. The Iraqis are ready. The Iraqis are eager. These people want to bring order to their house, and they want to move towards democracy and security and liberty and prosperity. And they're excited about it, and they couldn't wait to get going, and we thought it was a good idea. And no other country on earth could do what the United States has done, and no other country on earth would come to a beaten-down people like the Iraqis were, stand them up, help them with their redevelopment, and step away.
Right.
It's really a tribute to the Iraqis, and it's a tribute to the coalition, and it's a tribute to the United States of America.
Well, I agree with you, and it's a tribute to people like Michael Fleischer, ladies and gentlemen, who were willing to take off several months, almost a year of his life, to give to this cause. And Michael, we can't go without thanking you for your support and for your help over there, and for so many others that work with you. But and I know when you mention what the United States has done, you are, because you mentioned the coalition, you are including the ability to get 16 other, a number of other countries, but at least 16 NATO countries who have contributed to this cause.
Oh, that's absolutely right. And for a long time, we had people from Poland in our office and a Romanian army colonel. And I was down in Najaf last week, and there were the El Salvadoran soldiers, and they are tough soldiers and good and honorable fighters. It's a heck of a coalition, and when the United States lead, good people follow.
Yeah, absolutely. Mike, let me ask you this question. How are things today? It's been 24 hours, a little more than 24 hours. Tell us what's going on in the country, not just in Baghdad, but in the country. A lot of people predicted that there would be an awful lot of chaos. There would be martial law. Some of the news media saying, how long will it be before there's martial law? Tell us what's going on.
Things seem pretty quiet here. They've seemed quiet around us. I've been watching the traffic and the reports, and While there've been some incidents, I don't get the sense that there's been any kind of major uptick or activity. I think that we did what we said we were going to do. We made Iraq sovereign. The Iraqis like it. I think we got the terrorists rocking back on their heels.
Well, speaking of those guys, one of the advantages of turning the government over early was you prevented them from trying to prevent the changeover. They can't put the toothpaste back in the tube now.
Well, that's absolutely right. You know, in a way, if we had waited till the 30th, that was just a ceremony.
Right.
All the real work had been done over the last year and then accelerating in the last few months. And then the new government's been in place for a month now. So, you know, putting the bow on the box doesn't mean the box isn't full of goodies. And I think we did our job, and I think we moved this ahead, and it's a very exciting time. I don't want to say that there aren't going to be problems going forward. There are. This is not an easy process. There's a big cultural change that the Iraqis have to work their way through. But they better than a lot of people understand what tyranny is like, and they know they don't like it, and they don't want it coming back.
Right.
So I think we have some things going in our favor.
Mike,
I got to say, we're in a worldwide war with terrorism, and they're going to fight us everywhere they can.
Right.
And we just have to be strong and stand up to that.
But from now on, even when they attack American troops, the insurgents, aren't they going to be seen as attacking Iraqis and not Americans? Because the
yes,
troops are there.
Yes, they
the
are.
Troops are there to protect the Iraqis.
Well, that's been the case all along. But more and more, the first line of defense is Iraqis, and all along the victims have been Iraqis.
Mm-hmm.
What's gone now is the excuse of saying that they're fighting to get rid of the Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of violence now is directed at the Iraqi sovereignty, the idea of Iraqi sovereignty, and the Iraqis will not respond kindly to that.
Michael, hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, folks, Michael says he might have a couple of breaking news pieces for us. We're going to talk about that right after these messages. And I want to ask Michael about the possibility of an Iraqi Small Business Administration. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Michael Fleischer. He is the director of the private sector development in Iraq. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Michael Fleischer, director of the CPA's Office of Private Sector Development in Iraq, and a great American, ladies and gentlemen, someone who I'm proud to say is our friend and who has gone to another part of the world and spent 8 or 9 months of his life to help the people of Iraq gain their freedom. And Michael, again, I know I've said it before, but I'm going to say it again. On behalf of my audience, on behalf of people who love freedom everywhere, we thank you for the sacrifice that you've made and the contribution that you've made.
Thank you.
Mike, one of the things that that I wanted to ask you about, well, I'll tell you, before we do that, you've got some news, I think. You've got some information about how things are going in the economy in Iraq, and you're gonna break that news on this show, aren't you?
Yes, sir. We've been doing some analysis of various surveys. We're trying to get a handle on what's been happening with unemployment here. It's a big issue. We need jobs to help the Iraqis see that things are improving. The last time we had a number was in February. It was unemployment was 28%. Now that's unacceptable for Iraq, and it would certainly be unacceptable for the United States. But it was a whole lot better than the previous summer when it was 36%, and probably higher than that right after the war.
Right.
So we're definitely on a downward trend, and we did some analysis, and based on some survey data of selected cities and another national survey, we are coming to the conclusion that even though we had 2 months of real political and security turbulence, unemployment probably continued to drop, and is there's a good chance that it's below 20% now. Again, not a number we'd accept in the United States, but a whole lot better than the 28% in February and the 36% last summer.
Well, Mike,
so,
we might not like the good path here.
The insecurity didn't throw the private sector off. I've got other data that says there's a lot of private sector jobs being created, and we like private sector jobs because they don't require tax money.
Absolutely. Well, the thing about it is that we might not like the unemployment numbers, but we got to like the trend, right?
The trend is our friend.
Yeah, exactly. Mike, I heard the chairman of the American Iraqi Chamber of Commerce say that the Iraq needs their own kind of an SBA, Small Business Administration. And I know you guys in your department, the department you head up over there, has been kind of filling that role in Iraq. What about a permanent SBA type of organization in Iraq?
Well, I haven't heard that discussed formally. I think it's something the Iraqis should certainly consider. In the meantime, we are doing everything we can to provide access to capital and information and training and knowledge of opportunities, how to bid on contracts, and so forth. And we're getting that out there pretty well. A lot of what we're doing, we're trying to roll over to not-for-profit and private sector organizations so it can continue independently, serving the small businessman in Iraq who is like the United States, the engine of job growth.
Mm-hmm. Mike, the Dan Senar and General Kimmett, I think was his name, were the faces of the coalition reporting every day on what was going on around the country. Those guys have both left and gone home, as far as I know. They're back on either on U.S. soil or on their way, as you will be very soon. But those faces are now going to be Iraqi faces, aren't they? And if that's true, when are we going to start seeing some of those reports?
I think the government is stepping up increasingly. I think Prime Minister Alawi is the face you're going to see a lot, and President Yawar, you'll see both of them. You saw them on Monday. They were front and center on Monday, and Prime Minister Alawi has made a number of presentations for the press. I think those will be the people that Americans come to know as the voice of modernizing, democratizing Iraq.
Right. Mike, a year from now, when we have you back on the show, we'll have you back on the show before then, because I don't want to lose your expertise for a lot of different reasons. But if we have you back a year from now to talk about, to reflect on what has happened in Iraq, what do you think you'll be talking about? What do you think you'll be saying?
I think we'll be saying, why were people so negative? Couldn't they see that there was hope and energy and human aspiration and the same kinds of things that drive Americans to improve themselves? Well, that's you find that here. And these people want to improve themselves, and I think that'll bubble up. I think we'll be proud of the infrastructure that we'll have built with hard-earned American tax dollars. I think that the security situation will be better. I think that we'll look back and say we're on a good path, and Iraq is no longer a threat to its neighbors, and Iraq is no longer a home to terrorists. So I think we can already say those things.
Yeah.
I think we'll be pleased.
Michael, I'm pleased about knowing you. I'm pleased about you being available, making yourself available. And I'm pleased at the kind of American that you are, the kind of human being that you are. And I want to thank you again for your service, sir.
Thank you.
Michael Fleisher, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get him back another day, but he's going to be heading home soon, and good for him. 29 after quick break. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.